Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're going to be answering some of your most pressing questions. We're talking about open relationships, exes, anal play, and the rising trend of webcam girls, and so much more. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And also, thank you for supporting our sponsors. So I make these killer massage candles, and you've probably heard me talk about them for probably the last year since we launched them, and they're kind of amazing. I just have to say that people who buy them and experience them, they are an experience. They're going to blow your mind because they're aromatherapy. They smell amazing. They look like regular candles. You can just light them around the house. You want to relax. However, you light them, you blow them out, and it turns into the most luxurious massage oil that you can pour onto your partner. It's warm. It's moisturizing. It is not messy or hot. You're not dripping out wax. You're not going to burn them. It's just like the best massage they've ever had. And it lubes you up for action because it feels so lubey and good. Right, Menace? The candles?
Of course it does.
Do you love them?
Yeah, you gave me some last time we hung out.
Yep.
And I gave my coworkers a couple of them and they love them.
Did they? Yeah.
Yeah.
They freak out. Your whole house smells good. Even if you just leave it out of the box. And we have coconut and vanilla and fougere, and they're just amazing. And it looks like a regular candle. Like I said, turns into massage oil, and you would, they're great gifts. You'd love them, and they will be the one thing that will spice up your relationship. And it's easy because it's just sitting there and you do it and you don't have to go out and buy anything crazy or learn a new sex position. Just improve your sex life. EmilyandTony.com. And use coupon code SEXWITHEMILY and you get 20% off your first order. That's EmilyandTony.com. Thank you so much for supporting the show and these amazing candles.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can actually easily subscribe on iTunes. You can download an app for your smartphone, any phone, and listen to podcasts, which is, I think, how most people are doing it these days. You can download the Podcast One app, the Stitcher app. There's even a podcast app that in iTunes you can download. And just subscribe, and then you never miss a show again. We got two shows a week, which is a lot and awesome and will improve your sex life. Also, when you go to my website, sign up for the mailing list. Check it out. Send good emails once a week. I will not spam you. I will not give everyone your name. I will just make sure that you have better sex because I give you really good information that will change your life. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'm here with Menace today.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really excited.
Your assistant always thinks that I'm like staring at her when we're recording. But when you start talking, I always look over to see how loud the recording is.
Right.
So
just because you are so anal about sound, which I love.
I know. I'm very anal about sound. I want to make sure the show sounds good every single time. And when it doesn't and there's nothing I can do about it, I get really upset.
He loses his mind. It's true. And you've always been like that since day one.
Yes.
For the last 10 years, which I appreciate. And so I want to say to you, Menace, that I've got some great news. I just found out today that Sex with Emily was voted for a podcast award.
What?
Which is major.
That is
super
major.
We have not been voted before. We've not been nominated before. It's podcastawards.com. We're in the mature category because we are so mature. And so I would love if all of you would support us and vote. The best part is you can vote every single day, once a day, podcastawards.com. And starting March 3rd, until I'm not sure when they close it, but once a day, just put on your bookmark and go in and say, I love these guys. They help me with my sex life. They help me with my relationship. I'll vote for them. No big. Tell your friends. We'd appreciate it. We'd love to win. And I'm actually hosting the podcast awards with Dennis Miller. Yeah. So I feel like if I lose, guys, what a bummer.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's a friggin' buzzkill. Oh, hi, other loser show. No, just kidding. They're all great shows, but ours is the best. So thank you guys for supporting us, and I'm really excited. And, Menace, the reason why I thought about sound is because Madison, my assistant here, was reading about like how they decide, how they pick the nominees, and sound quality is a huge factor.
Wow.
So I want you just to feel good that your analness around our sound has nominated us for an award.
Wow, that's huge. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, not to make everyone feel bad, all right, but we do, you know, put a lot of effort into the show, and you can please just type into your browser right now. We'll wait. Podcastawards.com. Go to Mature and then just vote for us.
Right, exactly.
It's not that hard.
No, once a day, send to your friends if they listen. It's like the easiest thing. You know you're already on Facebook right now anyway. So just like switch over from Facebook, take a few seconds to vote, and go back to Facebook. What do we care?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. We don't ask you for much. We really don't. I'm going to ask you for one more thing, though. Our survey on our website, it's up now. It's really easy to find. There's a big pink button that says survey. It takes you 2 minutes. And if you like the show, we just want to make it 10 times better. So do that. And one more thing. I know we never ask you for things, but this is actually something that's really fun for you. If you live in the Los Angeles area or you'd like to come, Friday, March 13th, we are having a steak and BJ day event. And it might be the first time that it's ever had a formal event that I know of. Mm-hmm. And Menace, I think, first brought it to my attention a few years ago, which is the actual holiday steak and BJ created by men.
This is
for
official holiday.
It's official. I mean, I don't think Hallmark's behind it yet. But it's exactly a month after Valentine's Day. So it's officially March 14th. And it's all day. I guess you're supposed to barbecue mistake, grill mistake, and give him a blowjob.
Yeah, barbecue it.
Barbecue steak? Do you have barbecue steaks?
Yeah, you do.
I've never done this. I do. Yeah. I microwave a steak.
No, I had my girlfriend barbecued me a steak.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so
I just
good.
Sat back and watched.
That's nice.
Yeah.
She cooks for you.
On the grill.
I love that. Does she give you blowjobs too?
Of course. Why not?
I hope she does. I'm just saying. I hope she does. So it would make sense that men would create a holiday after their two favorite things, meat and blowjobs. Yeah. So anyway, I'm having a party at Hustler Hollywood. You should all come because it's going to be really fun. It's on Sunset Boulevard. Really fun. You can – I think I just got the RSVP info in an email somewhere, but you can also email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com if you want to come. It's really just going to be a party starting at 8. I'm going to give you a little blowjob, a few blowjob tips, but we're going to have like actual steak. Maybe you'll get a blowjob that night. Not from me, but I will be teaching a killer class. And if you never know.
You never know.
You never, you know what, dude?
Don't say.
You never know who I'm going to end up with. Whose penis is going to end up with in my mouth at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all about holidays.
Yeah.
So
we'll Celebration,
see.
Celebration, giving back.
It'll be a good time. And the Hustler Hollywood story, if you've never been, is just a destination in itself. That's all I'm going to say. Walk in, you got to walk in there and you will blow your mind. It will blow your mind and
parking,
make a blowjob.
Parking's in the back, by the way.
Yeah, parking. So easy, so easy. So what's up, Menace? Anything new and exciting?
I'm trying to think.
You were in Vegas. Unfortunately, no, what?
I will be in Vegas on Steak and BJ Day. So
I just hope that it carries on good fortune for you there.
I know, hopefully. And then, I don't know. I think I'm going to go to San Diego and stuff like that. But I had a bunch of listeners hit me up saying that they listen to the show. I always like that. I had a message from
on Instagram on your Menace or
Menace Twitter? On Instagram.
Menace.
Yeah, it said. Hold on, sorry. I should have been prepared. It just said that they enjoyed having me on the show.
Great.
And they said that I sounded more happy than usual.
Yeah,
last time.
I agree. Really? Do you know? Can I tell you something, Menace?
What?
Last week, you seemed the happiest I've seen you in a while. Like,
really?
You just seemed, I don't know, maybe you're just nicer to me, you know, but you just seemed in really good spirits.
Okay.
You're in Prozac or something?
No.
Just things are good?
No.
That's really funny. You really do seem happier.
Yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, I'm glad for that.
Even though
that's hilarious.
I think everything is the same.
No, but usually you're a little grumpier or whatever, but you seem happy.
Yeah, I think maybe
you have a lighter spirit.
Yeah, I think I'm just over things I can't change, you know?
Yeah, that's what life is about. Work.
When it comes to work and stuff like that.
I know, you gotta let some of it go.
When if it's out of my hands, what am I gonna do?
Right.
You know?
We do the best we can every day, and there's a lot of demand on us, like this entertainment industry. Like, you know, we're not millionaires. You know, it doesn't happen that we do it because we love it.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's a little stressful.
Oh, and you know what's really cool? Also, the person said that they listen to the morning show that I'm part of, which is called The Woody Show. If you live in Los Angeles, you can listen to it. It's on Alt 98.7 Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. But the thing that's really cool is we also podcast the show, right?
Cool.
It's about pop culture and stuff like that. So we don't really dip into sex,
that's okay.
Too much. But what I noticed on iTunes that people that download our podcast are starting to download the Sex with Emily podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because we give you shout outs here and there.
I love that you do that.
See, you don't even know that I give you love.
I love that. Love that you give me love.
So thank you for everyone that's listening to both shows.
Yeah, cross-referencing. Cross-listening. That's great. I mean, there are so many great podcasts out there. I love it.
You're not going to learn about blowjobs on that show. I'm sorry.
Dude, that's why I'm here.
Even though it's called The Woody Show.
That's why I'm here. I'm telling you. I'm going to teach a blowjob class. It's so funny. I was just practicing it a little bit. I was talking to my friend. I'm like, well, this is what you do. And I just kind of broke it down. I think I'm pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I was going to... No, I'm not going to read this text.
Okay. What? No,
I know. It's so inappropriate.
That.
So inappropriate.
What?
Because it is. But I gave a blowjob.
Uh-huh.
Last night.
Okay. This is Sex with Emily.
And this is an example. Yeah. I just want to tell you of a text. Because you know I'm always saying foreplay starts after the last orgasm. And that if you don't have time to like call your partner all day or disconnect, whatever, just send a like sexy, flirty text that like I hadn't thought about. Like, I've been running around all day and this is what I got. And I never share this personal stuff.
Okay, good. This is good.
I know. So I was driving here to the show.
Uh-huh.
I've already had like 6 meetings today. And we're going to call him. He said, I'm enjoying the memories of the spectacular head you gave me last night.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's great.
Enjoying the memories. That's nice.
Well, all I'm saying is that was nice. He appreciated it.
Yeah.
He's enjoying it. And that made me think about it. And it was just a nice thing. It was it was like a thank you card for the blowjob.
Yeah, but what was your response, though?
My response?
Yeah.
I'm not going to share that.
Why not?
I said, that's an awesome text.
That's an awesome text.
I said, I too now am enjoying the memory I'm not telling you more. I got dirty.
Oh, see?
No, but I that's said what I enjoy.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay,
if you were getting dirty.
Okay, I can't believe I'm reading this. I so enjoy.
What?
I said I enjoy sucking on you. It's a win-win.
Yes, yeah, see? That's the response that I like. Because I was
afraid. Driving.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was afraid that you might have said, that's really nice.
No,
that's
I gave good. It back to
yeah,
him.
See?
And we'll see if he texts me back in the middle of the show.
What? But I'm just saying, in general, like other women might be say, oh, that's great.
Right.
You know?
Well, I've had a lot of guys who say they try to start like provocative texts with women and they're like, oh, thanks. And that's like such a buzzkill for a guy who put it out there. And he put it out there. And I was like, that's hot.
Hell
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I know I gave a killer blowjob. That's why you should come to my blowjob class. So anyway, that was fun. And it is true that like sending, I don't know, like people might, you might feel vulnerable by it, but there's no way that, I don't know, maybe if she doesn't respond back to you, you know, that's a sign, or just say, hey, I think it's hot when you should message me back. Whatever. Just tell your partner. If you think about them during the day, let them know. Don't play games. That's all I'm saying. Okay, we've got some sex in the news.
All right.
You know this whole webcam girl craze? Everyone's a porn star now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was a waitress in college, right? And I thought that was a good job. And I made really good money. I got it was dollar pitcher night. I get $5. But here we are. All these girls are now becoming webcam girls. So Kendra Sunderland is the latest. Have you heard about her?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon webcam sex star slapped with public indecency charge. So prosecutors have filed a public indecency charge against the former Oregon State University student who last month filmed an X-rated webcam show inside the school's main library. According to court records, she's 19 and she was named last week in a misdemeanor criminal charge filed in the circuit court in Benton County. And she said that she did it with the intent of arousing the sexual desire of defendant or another person and expose her genitals. That's what the document says, that she was doing it to. I'm sorry, you guys. Intent of arousing sexual desire. Of course, that's why she did it. So during the 31-minute webcam performance, Sunderland is seen exposing her breast, her vagina, masturbating, and licking herself. Sounds like a circus act.
Yeah.
Was she licking herself?
Yeah, she was licking herself.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Well, no, I've been following the story.
Right, no, it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, so I've been following the story, and it's hilarious because... Well, she is super hot.
Right.
Too. Have you
hot,
seen?
Yeah.
She's smoking hot.
She's 19. She's hot. Yeah.
But the second part is what's so funny is so she got kicked out of school, right?
Right.
And so she did this interview with the TV show Inside Edition, and she said that, I'm really sad that I can't go back to school because I'm going to miss the basketball games.
Not math class.
Not math class, getting an education.
No.
And believe it or not, she said her parents were upset.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
We're sending you college education. She says she's decided that college life just isn't for her. Quote, I had enough of the college life. I lived it for a year. I think that was perfect timing.
Yeah.
Her cam girl career is still touch and go. She was arraigned on Thursday. Could be facing a $6,000 fine. And it could be a problem for her solo sex career. But the fine is already covered. I bet she just said whatever guys paid for it. So now she signed a deal with Playboy.
Of course.
Sugar Daddy website. She's done radio. She's actually going to be in Dr. Drew HLN tonight. And she just signed a contract with Penthouse. Her Twitter feed, 74,000 followers, and she reported, holy S, I'm the 56th most popular porn star on Pornhub.
Wow.
I'm sure her parents are proud. Take a moment of silence. I mean, I think like when she was like writing her college applications, was she like, I really hope one day I'm going to be the most popular girl on Pornhub.
No, it's
goal.
Just like, when they start seeing some of that money come in, you're 19 years old.
I know.
And you're like, oh, I got to read all these books, or I could just make thousands of dollars from guys just handing me money all day. What are you going to take?
But Thomas is not going to mess her up at 19. I'm sorry if
it
she
is.
Wasn't already messed
it
up.
Is, but
she's like
not...
going down a road of like, you know, fast money, fast attention, which you're so susceptible at that age. She's obviously not well grounded.
Surrounded by a bunch of sleazy guys, but that's just how it goes. That's how it goes with a lot of porn stars.
So we looked a little into the cam girls because it is sort of, remember Bell Knox at Duke? Mm-hmm. She was kind of the first one that came out that was like at Duke. It was like, I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
Do you remember her? There's so many of them now.
Yeah.
But
it's been around for quite a while.
No, it has been around for a while. But it just seems like lately what's been making the news is that all these like college age girls, instead of being a waitress like I was at two different bars, mm-hmm. which I actually thought had great perks because I drank for free mm-hmm. for 4 years.
And you got free Taco Bell.
And I got free Taco Bell. There was a taco at Rick's at University of Michigan at the bar. It was called Rick's every night. Free Taco Bell. So they say they just find a site they like, they register, show proof of age, and boom, that's it. They're webcam girl. They have a flexible schedule. They work from home, mm-hmm. do as much or as little as they want, and they can make a lot of money. So many girls who do it don't consider it the same as porn. So they believe there's an emotional aspect to it. And there's actually an upcoming documentary mm-hmm. on the subject, and one cam girl said, "I'm the person asking how their day was. I'm part therapist, part sex object." So they are saving the world one orgasm at a time.
That just makes them feel better about what they're doing.
Yeah, they're trying to infuse some sort of social consciousness.
I'm not hating on it. Look,
I'm not hating on it either. I'm just worried about their future. She got into college. 1 year was enough for, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be her therapist for 5 minutes and just be like, really, babe?
Well, a lot of people are just like fed up with, if they see an opportunity where you don't have to do a lot of work.
And school you can get loans money, are so expensive now. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, maybe it's Obama's fault.
I know. I knew a girl that worked at a grocery store, and she was thinking of giving up working at the grocery store just to do this webcam thing because she was just tired of bagging groceries every day. You know?
I mean, seriously, since I started this and I was trying to monetize it for the first 8 years, people were like, why don't you just put some nude pictures up on your site?
Yeah, just throw some nudes.
I'm like, that's just not the road I'm going down. So they also said that, here's the crazy thing. These cam girls believe that their current online job will not affect future employment. And one girl said, what happens on the internet stays on the internet.
Yeah, right.
What planet are they on?
There's guys, they're screenshotting this stuff.
I know.
What are you talking about?
What happens on the internet stays on the internet exactly forever.
They have folders of just photos and like recording everything that's happening.
It's never going away.
Yeah. It's there.
It stays on the internet. Mm-hmm. The internet is the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason why it's becoming a more popular porn style for men is they find it's more intimate, it's more real, because they're like, hey, here's $20. Mm-hmm. Like, touch your left labia or something.
But do you think that maybe eventually, because so many people are doing it, that it won't affect anything?
What do you mean?
Future employment?
You mean like the president of the United States will have been to like a webcam girl?
No, I'm just saying, look, if you're doing webcam stuff, you might not have the ambition to be the next CEO of, you know, Intel or something like that. You might be okay with it.
Right. I guess so. I mean, I'm not judging you guys. I know I sound really judgmental right now. I guess I just get concerned because I know a lot of people who started school and couldn't finish for certain reasons because like they didn't have the money or they took a job or something. And I know people now like in their late 20s who are like, I just want to finish that one credit. And I just feel like no matter which way you go around it, and I was even interviewing an intern the other day, which by the way, we do need interns. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But he was like, he's like 28. He's like, I just didn't finish. I'm going back. Like, you think you just want to get your college degree? I mean, it's a good experience for you to learn all the basic skills that you need in taking the basic classes, also just learning to be on campus. You grow up a lot. And I'm just saying to give it all up because you are going to make more money. I just feel like it's very short-sighted. But at that time in life, you don't have time to like really think big. So, again, not judging it. I'm just saying, I guess I sort of am. But just stick in school. I'm worried about she's 19.
Hey, you know what?
Drugs are next, the whole thing. Okay, so this is like a great story. I actually love this Sex in the News story.
Okay.
Oral sex may be a lifesaver for spiders.
Wait, say
so
it again?
So mating oral sex may be a lifesaver for spiders.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Mating can be a deadly act for spiders, which I did not know. So whenever they mate, females, spiders, often end it by eating their partners.
Yeah.
So the Darwin bark spider found an unusual way around this risk. He keeps the juices flowing in the female spider. During copulation, males orally lubricate the female's genitals. The reason may be to prevent themselves from becoming a meal. The research team observed that female mates with multiple males and that the males are ultra competitive as a result. They found that 76% of female overall were aggressive towards males, with 35% cannibalizing them after copulation. So males, spiders, they needed a tactic to prevent getting eaten. And one way is to linger around younger females. So what they do, the male spiders figured out, they're going to nibble on the female's external genitals using their fangs. And then we observed that there was a liquid coming out of the fangs. So we don't know what the liquid is. They say it looks like digestive juices. And they suggest that the oral lubrication relaxes the adult female spider, so they're less likely to cannibalize them. So oral sex is saving male spiders. And like I've always said, let's be honest, it saves everyone's lives.
Have you ever been around a black widow spider?
No.
That's what it's all about. That's why it has its name. Because black widows...
No, I know that they eat them. Mm. I knew that. But I didn't know that this whole thing was going on with the thing. I knew black widows, but I didn't know that every spider...
Yeah.
I didn't know that every spider eats their male.
It can't be every single one. No way.
No, it doesn't say black widow.
We got to get on the Google.
Whatevs. The point is, perform oral sex on your partner.
Yes.
You're not going to get eaten.
Be a spider.
Or thrown out of the house. Okay. We've got some emails today.
All right. I like hearing from the people.
Thank you, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. But before I get into the emails, I want to say one thing that I wanted to mention at the beginning of the show is that we need some interns. And you know, Madness, we've always had amazing interns over the years. And now we're looking for a social media marketing intern and also a production intern. So someone who can do video editing, video, audio, all that, and then a social media. So two different positions. And you can email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Send a resume, cover letter, writing samples. That would be amazing. And then also for our website, we're just looking for seasoned sex and relationship writers who are interested in contributing content to our site.
That's great.
Same thing. Email us, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
A lot of our interns went on and done like some really
cool
stuff.
Some amazing things.
Like, work at Facebook. And
yeah.
They've worked at like tech blogs and stuff like that.
Yeah, ad agencies, tech blogs. I've gotten that. Well, one of them is like running. Remember Elizabeth? She's running like that huge ad agency in the city. Remember Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I've had all my interns. Or I hire many of them. Madison's sitting here. So, you know, it's a good time. Okay. So, the peoples, here's what they're saying to us today. Dear Emily, I've been married for 7 years, and both my partner and I are not initiators in the bedroom, and our sex life has become stale and almost like a chore. He's not a fan of foreplay, and I find it hard to be turned on and ready. We love each other, but we are becoming like housemates. We've been faithful to each other since we met 15 years ago. Over the past 4 years, I've gained and lost 50 pounds, and now that I'm fit and healthy, I'm attracted more and more to other men, to whom some pay me a lot of attention. I miss having that with my hubby. The other day, we discussed trying an open relationship for 6 months just to see how it goes, sharing the risks, including leaving each other for another person who we enjoyed more, attachment, catching an STD, or pregnancy. We decided to give it a go and tell each other if something happens, we have to implement trust and honesty. He says he finds it a turn on when other guys pay me attention and wants me to explore with other men to see if it helps me come out a little more. I am the jealous type, but I think he needs this, as I can tell he's unhappy too, so I want him to see if this would make him happy and vice versa. I'm excited about this, but I want the strangers more than him, and it turns me on, but it also scares me. What are your thoughts on open relationships? Do you think they can work? What would be your advice to help it work? Is this a good idea? I should mention, I live in Australia. I really enjoy your Facebook page and podcast too, which I only started listening to 3 weeks ago. A lot of catching up to do. Thanks in advance. T is for trying new things. Female. Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for telling us. We want everyone to tell us where you live and how you listen to the show. Appreciate that. Okay. So I'm really happy, T, that you were able to have the conversation with your husband about what you'd like to try, sharing your fears and concerns, and it sounds like you're both kind of on the same page that you want to step out. But have you discussed with him why he's not a fan of foreplay? Because that was her first point, right, that she said he's not a fan of foreplay. So why isn't he a fan of it? Because that says a lot. He knows that you need it, and he's not giving it to you. So I'm wondering if he gave you more foreplay and more attention, which you said you're lacking from him, if that would help the relationship. Now, open relationships can really work for a lot of couples, but I only recommend it for couples who are in a secure, stable relationship and they want to experience an open relationship on a level playing field where you're in a good place and you both want the same things. My problem, T, is that you are not turned on by your husband anymore, so this is shaky ground. It's kind of like having a baby to save your marriage. and may have mixed results. It's kind of a recipe for an affair and a disaster because you have resentments for them. Plus, she's jealous. Red flag. So the fact that the idea of being with another man doesn't make you feel more attracted to your partner, it pulls you further apart. That is concerning. So I would say you need to continue practicing rigorous honesty with each other, communicate openly and frequently, and that's the only way it's going to work, and I'm not even sure that you're ready for it. That said, I was on Loveline the other night, as you know, which is a popular radio show and a podcast as well. And the open forum, every night we do an open forum between 11 and 11:30, and we picked open relationships. Drew was out of town. He doesn't like talking about it. It was just Mike and I. And I was like, call up if your open relationship has worked. And, you know, I feel that they're not for everybody, but we got a lot of calls from people who were like, we've been in it for 14 years, 10 years, it works. And some people, of course, it doesn't work, just like marriage doesn't work for people. But for the people that it does work for, it's because they love each other. They're each other's primary partners. They've been having sex with each other for a long time, and they have very, very strict rules. You have to set the rules ahead of time. Like, you know, there's no kissing, there's no sleepovers. It's not like your husband meets someone at the bar and just doesn't come home that night. I mean, people in these type of relationships do practice rigorous honesty, and they have trust. You know, they might have trust and jealousy, but they learn to transcend it, all this stuff. And so, yes, they have worked. I don't think that T is ready.
No, I agree 1,000%. With everything you said, believe it or not. Because, they're not in a strong place to be doing stuff like this.
It's not a good place.
It's going to blow up in their face.
Exactly. Either you need to go to marriage counseling first then or something. Don't jump into it. It's not the way to save it. Okay. Dear Emily, how do you ask someone if they want to be taped up? Thanks. Curious. Mail.
You bring the tape and then you start taping them. If they say no, then you don't do it.
Right. Bondage tape. I love that he said taped and not tied because you know I love bondage tape.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bring it up on the first date per se, but I would say, you know, this day and age, why not ask her if she read 50 Shades of Grey? I mean, it's on everyone's lips. Everyone's talking about it. If so, you can say, what'd she think about it? What'd she like about it? If she says the man Christian Grey is an abuser and the devil, well, you have your answer. But, you know, feel her out. Does she seem open-minded in the bedroom? Do they seem easily freaked out? I mean, start out by asking, like, once you guys get to this intimate place, and if you've already had sex or you've already been together, you can say, I want to know what really turned you on. I love the sex we're having together. It's so hot. And I think sex should be all about experimenting. What in your mind would you like to try? So put it in her plate, see what she answers. She says nothing. I don't know. It's good. It's fine. She might need a little prodding. So you could say, well, what about, have you ever thought about dressing up in a sexy outfit? Have you ever wanted to have your hands tied back? You know, think about it. Just start feeding onto her. But you don't.
Yeah.
Again, you always want to keep these conversations light when you start because you don't want to freak anyone out. And really, they are light. I mean, you're talking about improving your sex light and doing something that you both might really enjoy.
Yeah. I think the 50 Shades of Grey movie thing is a perfect opener. And then, yeah, again, just throw in a couple things like, would you be into that? You know?
Yeah.
Would you be into being tied up? Is that your thing?
Yeah. Is that your jam? Because I got some bondage tape right here.
Yeah. I heard a new phrase. I'm sure it's been around for a long time, but it was new to me. It was the roping thing. Have you heard about that? This roping where you tie somebody up, but it's like really tight. Like, cuts off a little bit of circulation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asphyxiation?
Not on your neck, but, right. Like, in different wrist, parts of your body. Or, like, your boobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been... I mean, there's always been, like, people who are more into it aggressively cutting. Be careful, people.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if you're trying out, you want to do, like, a silk necktie that you already own.
Yeah, don't go into any of this stuff.
You got to ease into this stuff. But, you know, I think it's great that you want to ask because there's a lot of guys who would be in a relationship with someone. They have something they're dying to try, and they're so afraid of being judged on their fantasies or what they want. They think the woman's just going to freak them out and run. But the truth is, if this is something that you really want to try, then you should find out because it doesn't go away. Like, I think if there's something that you always want to try and you're with someone, you kind of push it under the rug, like, it's going to keep surfacing. So, you know, sex should be expansive, and you should keep learning about each other. So, okay, quick word from our amazing killer sponsors. So, Adam and Eve, let me ask you a question, people.
Do it.
Are you getting enough? You know, are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. They are giving you 10 free gifts. I mean, that's freaking amazing. 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your friend to get... What do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It is not hard at all. You go to adamandeve.com. You select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, like a little bullet, a sexy piece of lingerie, anything you desire, because believe me, they have everything. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout, and you get all 10 free gifts. So go to adamandeve.com today, select one item, get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code Emily. That's E-M-I-L-Y at adamandeve.com. Can you imagine you order one like sex toy and then you get 10 gifts?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I love that stuff. Like when you order from Sephora, you probably don't know this, but you order like a foundation and whatever, and then they send you all these little samples. It's the best.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, I'd rather not even go into the store because they're going to send me cool stuff.
There's this clothing company that I love, Rebel 8. It says Rebel and then the number 8. I order stuff from them all the time, and it's fun when they throw extra stuff in the box, like just stickers and
right.
Whatever.
I love it. It's awesome.
It's cool.
So do that, peoples. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm a huge fan and absolutely love your podcast. Thank you so much for everything you do. I've learned so much. My question is about an ex-boyfriend. We were together for 2 years, January 2011 to May 2013, and got back together August 2013 until I moved to Spain in September and decided against long distance. We stayed in touch, hung out a few times. Summer of 2014, she's very specific here. Mm-hmm. When I came back, he has another girlfriend right now. We hung out in 2014 when I came back, and he has another girlfriend now. At the end, however, it was too painful, and I told him I couldn't talk to him anymore. Because on Loveline, Dr. Drew said after a breakup, there needs to be a 6 months of no contact. Well, this is month 6 for me. I'm still thinking about him. Not sure if it's because I want him back or I just missed my best friend. What do I do now? Love, why? P.S. I'm 25 from California, but traveling the world at the moment.
Nice.
Okay, so the point of Drew's waiting 6 month thing is to help you get over them. And I think it's true that when you do break up with someone, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, we can still be friends or we can like hook up and we still check in because you miss each other, which makes sense because you were together a long time. He probably is your best friend. He probably is the person that you turn to. And so that's why you need the 6 months. So I'm wondering, when you want to contact him now, what do you hope will happen? Do you really think that you're ready just to be friends with him? Do you want to hear about his new girlfriend? Because I don't think that you've moved on yet. I'm not sure what you've been doing these 6. Like, you're traveling the world, which is awesome. But are you dating? Are you sleeping? Are you hanging out with other people? If you haven't filled that space, that void that he's left you, you're still going to miss him. And I'm not even saying you have to be banging a lot of guys. I'm saying just put yourself out there to meet men and to go on dates. Because if he's in a new relationship, it could be uncomfortable. So I just think you need to leave this in the past and open up the idea to dating again. Start looking for what you want. And we tend to put exes on a pedestal. We remember all the great things. And believe me, there was a reason that you broke up. So make time to date, put yourself out there, and don't contact him. What do you think?
Again, why am I agreeing with you so much?
I don't know,
because
we love each other and you're happy now.
Yeah. It's terrible. What? I'm happy now. I've always been happy.
No, people say you seem happier. It wasn't me.
I don't know. Maybe. I think I was sleep deprived last time I was here.
No, last time you were here, you were happy. You mean the time before?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Sleep deprived.
You've been sleep deprived for 10 years?
Totally.
I know. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm a little sleep deprived too, but hey, it makes things more interesting. No, we needed. I needed 8 hours of sleep a night, or I lose my mind.
But the thing is, she doesn't want to be the single girl hitting up some guy that's in a relationship. That's not cool.
No.
You know?
And yeah, exactly. And the only reason you're doing it is because you haven't moved on yet. And not even moved on with another guy, but emotionally, you're still holding on to the memories of that. And so you have to prepare yourself to be in a relationship and to be open to new experiences.
Don't look thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Is that needy?
Yes. Look at you figuring out the term thirsty.
Guys
are usually thirsty, like the thirstiest.
Really?
You feel me?
But can't you feel a girl's thirst wanting to be quenched from like across the room? Like if she's thirsty?
I can, you can tell if a girl's thirsty or not.
But guys are always thirsty.
Yeah, guys are like, desert.
But
for
we're
them.
Kind of saying desperate. Like, don't put yourself there.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
The thirst is real.
Thirst is real, man. Okay. Hey, Emily, I'm a new listener. And I got to say, I love your show so much. I'm learning all these new tricks and tips, and it's all very helpful. But my question is, I'm dating a guy that is four years older than me. So he's a little more experienced in bed than I am. But the thing he's definitely more experienced in is anal. I've never done anal, and quite frankly, I'm scared. I don't know if scared is the right word, but it makes me nervous. We've brought anal lube, and when we tried it, I was still in pain and didn't feel any pleasure. I want to be able to do what he loves, but I want to enjoy it as well. Any tips? Thanks, Tavi.
How many anal emails do you think you've had in your 10 years career? Of doing this?
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Hundreds? Yeah, more and more, though. I would say that anal... At first, I was saying anal is a new blowjob when I started. But now I think it's like squirting is a new anal, so we're getting more questions. Yeah. But anal is always like a good, hard, like people want to know. I mean, I think it's porn. Like, anal didn't even come up as an option for me when I was like in high school. Like, people weren't like trying to have anal.
About it.
No, I didn't even think that that was an option.
Yeah, probably.
I was ignorant.
Probably late 2000s is when anal was really popping off. But now, again, it's like squirting this, squirting classes, squirt. Like,
right, exactly. It's everything. It's squirting and anal. Anal is squirting is new anal. But anal does not go away. So listen, Tavi, this is something you should be doing because you want to, not because your partner wants to do it. But it sounds like you want to try it and you didn't have a good first-time experience. Well, I'll here to let you know, a lot of women don't have good first-time experiences.
You think?
Yeah. Guys are drunk. They're sticking it in. They're not using lube.
I'm being sarcastic.
Right. So they never want to do it again. And I understand that it was painful the first time, and it often is painful the first time. So the first thing is, you know, lube, lube, lube. You can never have enough lube, but you have to relax. The problem is when we're about to have anal sex, we tense up and we clench our buttocks, and which is the worst thing you can do, but that's like our reflexes, is to tense up. And so your back door contains muscles that tense up when you get tense, and it's going to hurt. And you have to remember to breathe and relax, and then those muscles will naturally relax. And so in the first few moments of penetration, the pressure causes women to instinctively hold their breath, and this results in the immediate tightening of those muscles, which will only lead to the pain. So take deep breaths, focus on relaxing your entire body, release all that tension in your behind. Might feel like you have to poop, but you won't. Just go for it. And here's the other thing. You don't want to start with anal. You really need a lot of foreplay and warm-up. Just because you're, you know, you got, you know, he wants to try it, it doesn't mean that you don't. This is actually one scenario where you actually really need foreplay and warm up because you want to be relaxed and he should be giving you a massage. He could use the massage candle on you, which just relax you. You want to be in a good place, play some music, you know, light some candles, like I said, set the atmosphere. And maybe you have vaginal sex before having anal because you want to be turned on first. So he goes down in you, so you already have an orgasm. If you already have an orgasm, you'll definitely be more relaxed. And he should not just be sticking his penis right in if you've never had it. And it sounds like you had it once. But he could just start by, like, rubbing the area with some lube around your anus, stick a finger in, and experiment with a couple fingers. And so, you know, while he's playing with your back door, you can also be rubbing your clitoris, use a sex toy to kind of play with your clitoris so you're getting turned on in both areas. And this will help you relax and take the unfamiliar feeling a foreplay off your mind if you also are getting stimulated clitorally. But all I can say is, like, I literally think my biggest tip is, like, breathe and lube.
Breathe and lube.
Breathe
and
relax and lube and take your time and go slow.
Yeah, tell the guy to go slow. The guy, because he has an erection and he feels that he's going to lose it, is going to try to get in there as soon as possible.
Right, and it can be painful, and then it could, like, ruin it for life. But, you know, again, here's the thing, though, Tavi. If you do all these things and you still don't like it, don't feel bad. It's not for everybody. Some guys don't like blowjobs. Some women don't like oral sex. It's true, which I can't believe, but some guys don't like blowjobs. And some girls don't like oral. But I'm saying, so you don't have to like anal sex. Like, don't force yourself into it. But if you try some of these steps and it still doesn't work, you know, maybe it's just not your jam.
Yeah.
And you tried it. You gave it the old college try.
The old college try.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Oral sex question.
All right.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for all the great advice. I've been listening for over a year now, and I love it. You've been a gift to my wife and I, and we share your podcast with everyone. Aw, that makes me feel good. My question relates to why my wife's monthly visit from Aunt Flo comes. My wife, okay, it's about when her visit from Aunt Flo comes, aka her period. My wife loves oral sex, no doubt about it, and you've given us a lot of great tips to make it better. What are some tips you would offer for pleasuring her when she's on her period? Is oral safe? Thanks again for everything. You're the best. Keep up the great work. Mike. I think this guy, like, deserves Husband of the Year Award. Like, he's so concerned that, like, when she's on her period that she can't have oral sex and he's, like, asking how to do it. I love him. Really? Most guys are like, yeah, blowjobs for me.
Hell right? Yeah.
Most guys won't even touch their ladies down there when they're on their period.
So, most guys, I would say like 99.9%.
Yeah, exactly. Don't. And I understand why. There's nothing unsafe about period blood, but it can get messy. So just focus your attention on her clitoris. So her clitoris, like she could still have a tampon in or whatever, but you could her clitoris is still ripe and ready to go. Mm-hmm. So you can, and if you don't want to like put your tongue down there, I get it. Use an external sex toy for clitoris, like the Wee Vibe Tango, which is the friggin' strongest, amazing bullet in the world. The Tango on her, or you could just use a bullet. What are you looking at?
No,
me?
I'm just.
Do you want one? You can use a dental dam.
Yes.
No one ever does this. Do you know what a dental
Where
dam is?
Where do you even find a dental dam?
Want to hear something funny?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know my dental dam story? So a few years ago, I was asked to be on the Doctor's television show, which is a very, you know, well-known, respected show here. And they wanted me to come on and talk about dental dams.
All right.
I get an email from the producers and they say, dress like you're going to church for the show.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm a Jew, but okay, I'll figure it out. Uh-huh. So I go on and I'm like, but yet, it's actually on the internet. I think it's on my website, but I get up and I'm like, here's how. So I had to teach people how to make a dental dam. Uh-huh. And a dental dam is what you put over a woman's vagina. It's like latex. It's like made of what a condom is made of. And then you could lick her over it or whatever. And a lot of lesbians can use it so you don't sexually transmit diseases. You can make one from a condom. So you hold a condom lengthwise, cut off the tip, and then you cut it from the top to the bottom, and then you roll it open. You got a dental dam.
Wow.
I know. I did that on National. I had to practice with cutting and scissors.
I'm my sure mother your was mom proud. Was
proud. My mom's like, oh, look, my daughter's on the Doctor's. Oh, look, she's talking to my dental
dam.
She
probably told everybody,
too. Oh, my God. Here's the other thing.
How popular are you in your hometown in Michigan?
You know, I guess I'm pretty popular. I guess, you know, people saw Misadvised. Not everyone's talking about sex. And my brother, you know my brother.
Oh, yeah.
He put me on a commercial. Yeah, yeah. He put me on my brother's a personal injury attorney in Michigan. He's like the largest personal injury firm. And he, when I was home in September, he's like, do a commercial with me. So we did a commercial like, my brother Mike is da da da. And it plays all the time. So like all my friends from Michigan are like, I saw you on TV with your brother. And it's like funny because I'm like sex. They're like, think it's going to be something sex. But it's all about my bro. Okay, from a medical standpoint, also, menstrual blood can transmit STDs, including some viruses. So practice safe sex, use dental dam. So I want to say that first. So don't worry about going down on her. But sex during menstruation can be pleasurable, and women claim that climaxing can ease their menstrual cramps.
Okay.
He's a good husband.
Yeah.
I like him.
Husband of the year.
Husband of the year. Like, I want to perform oral sex all the time in the 4 days a year. I mean, really, this guy rocks. Okay. Anal play for straight guys.
Did you
write this one, Mattis? Did you want to know about anal play?
No,
not you. Okay.
But I always say when it comes to this, watch the movie Road Trip.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
I didn't see it, but you know that.
Yeah.
I actually did see a movie the other day. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Okay.
All right.
Dear Emily, I'm a 19-year-old male, but I love it when my girlfriend uses a butt plug or anal beads on me. Is this a normal thing for somebody who is not gay? Thanks. L, male, wishes to remain anonymous. Okay. L, it is very common for men to experience, to enjoy that. It's the prostate. In the male prostate, they call it the male G-spot. There is a lot of pleasure in that area for straight men. I talk about this all the time. And the reason why I think a lot of men are like, anal, no go, don't touch it, is because they think it's going to make them gay. You have a girlfriend. You are not attracted to men. There is nothing about your anus being touched that makes you gay. Charlie Glickman, who's an anal expert, he's been on the show a bunch of times, he said it best. There's a huge difference between sexual orientation and sexual appetite. So just because you like the way it feels, which, I mean, I've heard from many a man, stick a finger in there when you're giving them oral or whatever, it feels amazing. So you can enjoy all the backdoor play you want and still be heterosexual. Good Vibes makes a great prostate toy called the Black Pearl. Sleek silicone, it offers several levels of gentle yet powerful vibrations. It's perfectly shaped for an easy, enjoyable anal experience. You're ahead of the game, dude. You're 19, and most guys are way too afraid to even experiment with anal play. So if the only thing that's tripping you up about is that you think it makes you gay, no, it makes you an advanced, mature male who realizes that it makes you an advanced, sexually curious person who understands that our body has so many erogenous zones that we don't even touch.
I told you, right? I said this on the show a couple times, but back my buddy and I were just 18, and there was a sex store in our little town of Newark, California.
Newark.
And we walk in the door, and the first sex toy I see, like, on the counter, it said, the anal ripper.
You told me this before, right? Oh, my God.
You might not want to be – you might not be
get interested. A simple butt plug. Oh, use my Adam ripper. And Eve. Okay, adamandeve.com, code Emily, right? Code Emily. And get a butt plug, and then you'll get 10 free gifts. You can get, like, a $10 butt plug and get free gifts.
Nice.
Or a $20 butt plug. Whatever you want. Okay, that's what we got time for today.
Already.
Yeah, I love you people. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Remember, I don't ask for much, but I do ask you to vote for me and Menace every single day for the next month at podcastawards.com. We're in the mature category. They're not talking about our emotional development, but I think it's our topic.
All right.
And answer our survey. We need interns, all that stuff. We love you. You can find Menace on Instagram and Twitter at Menace.
Yeah, just M-E-N-A-C-E.
True that. You can find me. Follow you guys. Okay. Follow me on Twitter, and it's at Sex with Emily, and Instagram at Sex with Emily. And my Facebook page, people love, like, it's funny. I get a lot of emails from people who only know me through my Facebook page.
Wow. That's
so it's
great.
I know. So facebook.com/sexwithemily, put up great information. And I am almost at 100,000 followers on Twitter, and I think I'm going to sleep with my 100,000 follower.
Really?
So if that gives you any incentive, you should just go like that. Go whatever. Follow me.
Nice.
Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. And as you know, I really want you to have the sex life and the relationships that you deserve, because we all deserve to have great sex. So let me tell you about Promescent, which helps a lot of guys have great sex. So 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation, or a lot of men just come a little bit quicker than they want to. It could be 2 minutes, it could be 4 minutes, it doesn't matter, but you just want to last longer because of the orgasm gap. Women, they take about 20 to 30 minutes to orgasm, men, 4 to 6 minutes. So what do you do? How do you close the gap? You use Promescent. It closes this gap. You can both have orgasms and have a great time. It helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation or just for lasting longer in bed. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent.com. Thanks for listening.